The Prime Minister has indicated he's willing to change political donation laws. Labor will introduce a bill to Parliament next week banning foreign political donors and increasing transparency. It comes after Sam Dastyari resigned from the frontbench over a Chinese payment scandal. Malcolm Turnbull says it could restrict activist groups, unions and corporations from donating, but concedes it's a complicated legal area. The Victorian government has thrown its support behind sacked Carlton and United Breweries workers. 55 maintenance workers were fired in June and then offered their jobs back at reduced pay. Carlton and United Breweries says the new positions were offered at above award rates. Donald Trump has described Russian President Vladimir Putin as a better leader than Barack Obama. He's refused to detail his plan for defeating Islamic State. Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton says she regrets voting in favour of the Iraq war. If elected, she says her strategy for dealing with Islamic State won't involve American boots on the ground. And the Paralympics have opened in Rio, kicking off 11 days of competition. A spectacular fireworks display welcomed the 159 national teams into the stadium. The Australian team was led by gold medalist wheelchair basketballer Brad Ness, who's competing at his fifth Paralympics.